This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
The Mishnah had a few components, and it said that Hakol Nasa Beirav Mitzudu Pusulat Neymach Nasa Pusul.
So the
says, "Zelman bepei kamer brachas says neragel pumide rav olam habim malachilu leshtil beviv lemasa matla kinam esina rak tzadikim yeshu and sever shem and enem zipashchina shenem avayechus alkem ayechav yishtu adkan." So already there's a we see a little bit of a steer in Abay. It says Abay lechilav leshtia, and that is a yechav alkem vayechu vayishtu. So it obviously means, and that's the Pashup Shat, that there's no achila shtia on a gashmistic level. We're not taking in anything from the bottom, v'leperiv l'masamat and so on. But the nenim ziv hashchina performs the function of achila. It's the hashlama of the person instead of achila adkan. I want to add another nekuda. We think that it happens to be that a person needs food and he's a chasa for that. And b'meila, we have a muscle from that. For some person is missing and so on. A person also needs air. But our sensation of needing air when a person is underwater, whatever it is, the person doesn't feel that he's a chaser and he needs to fill up on air and then he holds it and he feels mole. The sense of chaser and mole specifically applies itself to achila and shtia. That's where a person gets a sense of, I'm missing, my stomach is empty, I need to fill my stomach with something, and then filling it and so on. Lungs in the ear, it's a different hakasha, but it's not this hakasha of reikonis and milui. So in olam haba, personal olam haba, etzer hashlama, because you have an ongoing relationship of vayasas lakim, like moshwadam hazatzal the kabbal hashlama. Avayya adam sholem b'maylu yisal yoyna. A person will be sholem with a different maila, something else will be mashim him. So we need to understand that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu set us up and that we need a chila and we have that hagasha, that means that kol zman in this world, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to sense chisarin and eventual shleimus. For lo yitzar for piriv riv lashmat v'taladis, piriv riv is also a form of being of chisarin and yesh. Kataladis him hashlam aladim. A person does not have to be mashal chisoyin. And it's very interesting. Of all the activities that it says in Chazal, that won't go on, achila shtipir vivya on normal bodily functions, that we understand well. But if you tell them Master Martin, well, why don't you say you don't have business people, okay, you don't have carpenters, you don't have cobblers, you don't have tailors, I mean, all the professions, why did they pick Master Martin? I guess probably because businessmen think that they can't do without them, even though Harvey Baker and Busher knows that they can do without them, but I guess a businessman thinks he's indispensable no matter what, so he won't shout. But Akoponim, the pshat is masa umatan, is works on specifically the chesronos of each and every. I mean, I look out for what is something missing. I trade in deficit and excesses, as opposed to, as a person is a baker, bakes bread. So if there's a person who needs it, he comes and buys it off me. And the person told the field. So, but Maso Matan specifically dwells on, if this person is missing this, I'll show them through this. This person is missing this. The person who produces bread, his Ica focus is being a baker and making bread, and then he hopes buyers will come and buy it off him. But a person whose Ica more is a businessman, he's always being done on what is it exactly that's needed. What is it exactly that we can say that this is where are the missing things and how can I create a need and so on? loye kine vesina shadavza batachisoyin gomer kasharim soyne acha mekanan bacha ki nefesh ashleima in mekanan bacha. The mokum chalois of kine is in the world of chisarin. A person's kine means when I see something I don't have, and I feel that, so that I feel I'm missing it. This person has such and such a car, I don't have it. So kine is the hargasha of chisarin in a person. So that certainly is like that. The chena soine bevare soine nechshav chisarin. A soine is a getter, like a cholzen and a shavali when I see this person and so on. So all of these activities that he talks about that won't be in Olam Haba are activities that are all of hazardic activities specifically for Bimala Chisarn. Aber Olam Haba yer Solom Bleh Chisarn. Ve Amma Ela Tzadikim Yoshvim Kleima. She Olam Haba Eina Bal Tnua Kuma Shem Olam Haze. Aber Olam Haba Yishim Yishiv Vanacha. In other words, in this world, it's since it's not a world that's meant to be in eternally and so on, so the metzias in this world is always things are always moving in a certain direction, always in flux. So that's halicha. Bishalecha tanchaisach. In this world, a person is halach because there's no place in this world a person can stop and say this is it. So, but olam haba yeshem yeshiva v'anacha, olam haba, which is the makom of hashlama and shleimus and everything comes with menucha. That's where you have menucha. V'amar tigan shekaya, aber olam haba yeshem yeshiva v'anacha. The dove is a moyer ki adam b'shleimus befoil, v'ena misna'ei al hashlama. A person is no longer moving towards hashlama, he is shalim. V'cholash hu shalim hu noach v'yoshiv. Something that is complete, something that is whole, is not in flux. It's almost a tautology. That, for instance, let's take a look in chemistry. The explanation for the volatile elements on one side to the inert elements on the other side is how much of a shleimus, how shalem are their rings. If every time a ring is completed, the element at that point, the periodic table, is a very, very inert element. It does not easily do anything, it does chemically, because it's shalom, doesn't need anything, it's finished. So anything which is in the state of tenua is not finished, not shalom. It is shayach to olam hazeb specifically, and therefore there's no yeshiva in olam hazeb. In olam haba, everything comes to its place and it's finished. The Amar Vater Seim Bereshem Kleimah Shamay L'Shelahem Ein Mayl Al Zeis V'Zer Shamay L'Shelahem Ein Mayl Ki Ator Al Aroish Meira Shalo Yishlet Al Roishem Leimala B'Lishom Nintza Zuz Hashem Yisparach V'Lekach Roi L'Ator Ek Ma'amelach Hashesh L'Ator Al Aroish Hu Kishut Roish Shemeira HaKishut V'Chavet Hazeh Hashesh B'Roishoi Kein Achasot Al Roish Hu Zuz Ator Shelahem. The klal is like this. Any time when I'm meshubit to somebody, that person is so to speak putting a yoke onto my shoulders. So let's just sort of picture graphically, then we get a sense of what it means. If a person has a I have another human being in front of me. So if the relationship is that he is kafuf to me, his head is bowed, I place a yoke on his shoulders, and his head is kemandalesed on me. What he thinks, knows, understands, wants, are not nogea. So if a guy is working for me, let's take something like that, so, you know, I tell him, listen, I want this, I want that, and what the person thinks or believes or feels is really irrelevant to me. And that's that. When a person he becomes an odin to himself, his head is now crowned. He now is able to, it's his das and his seichel and his ratzon that's running everything. So in this world, since we're always nishlotin, we are meshubed, and therefore we don't have a crown on our heads. Lasad lavoi, or, you know, lalom haba, that one will have a Torah Bereish, because it kilisha teim acha. But the Omar v'kisrem or Roishem, why did it say kisrem? Shechas eshol masha shalem Hashem yisparach melech. V'yeh kama melech legamri. Abu Omar v'atasem Hashem kator moyoshem b'nei choyrin, v'ashem acharoishem sheinem melech, abu melech ishra kesra v'olem yatara. In other words, the difference between a Torah and kesser is a kesser only the king wears. That's the only one weird. The a Torah is a sign of a free man. It's not as pronounced as a kesser. So there's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, but the person has his own mitzvahs as well. And the fact that it's Ator Sev Hashem means he has his own mitzvahs. In other words, it says that after Shuchar Avodim, before they went home, the foil, they were already sitting and at our Sam Roshayim. Hare, Kimi Shayna Meshubid Lacha, Vein Acha Meshter Alov, Yesha Talarais. So the simon of Chayrus lies in that. Tefillin also says the Marshal is a mark of an Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says because he's unclear the mitzvah, but it also to certain to simon of Chayrus when a person has his Torah and his Reish. V'katar zayis ki liyeh lehem ha-shibud. Ha-miyuchal dovashu b'al-chayim eshesh la-vodim she-chamarim mashal ka-pah zayin ha-vodim. Because the shibud is a very chomish leginyin. Shema yesh shulach ha-poyim ha-chamor, amadal ha-chamor, va-tara moya she-nivdolim lehi b'al-chayim eshesh la-shibud. So he says over here that the reason why there's not Torah Bereish is because the Torah is moya is something other than what they had. That Torah is Meira on a song that's above the Chaimer. The Pashtun Pshat will say, because it accentuates the Aver of the Reish, that Aver is not a Baal, and that Aver is not a Baal Gashmias. The Al-Gopanim, the Mitzias, there's a Teres Horesham and there's a Keser. A Keser is only Shaykh to Malchus, and anyone else who wears a Keser, even my Haman, it says, he told him not to take the Keser. The Keser is something that's only Shaykh to the Melech. Mashayin Kain, the Atara is Shaykh to everyone else. Vama v'nenem izi v'ashchina ratzuloyma, ki odom al kolpani mitzatshu olul yevshashol megami mitzaratzmoy. He says like this. He had said before that there's no achila no shtiyah because the person is shalit. So what's this new thing over here of nenim ziv ashchina? So he says the adam is, for instance, when we eat, when we have to eat, and using that as the marshal for the chisaron we have in us, the pshat is because we're menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every minute we need to readjust our existence. We can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us a year ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is. We need to create our mitzvahs anew. So that's why you're always a chasa. Masha ein kein, the hanom eziv ashchina means by attaching myself back to my shayrish, I bet and don't need food. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding me. It's the pshat is I'm in the matziv of kesha lamala that I don't need food. V'hine ein lamala jayga zayis kashi ashtam asalim v'ashem esmach ba'atma shishpal ezi v'ashchina v'tzvayma shashem esmach yamashem tziusam. V'hu yisparach tzu combining ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get the shleimus that we don't have in this world. So all these nekudas over here are the hashlamas Adam. And he says, "Ukvar yisbaya lecha kametzius misyach tala or k'mosh yisbaya peksav arichus ha'or hu shemoytes ayim nakoyach apoy legam etshu roya v'oz mitzius v'foyel v'zeh ma sh'omu sh'inene mizir ha'shchina." Now, when we talk about the chelik of Yochel, the ha'or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the nene from, you're talking about oyer. Yushla mitzius adig sh'b'shtayim s'foyel. So he says over here, the oneg is the nenemi ziva shchina is that the person when he dehers himself in a shleimus tekamatziv, that is a simcha, the deher of oneself as a shalim. So when a person is enlightened, that itself is his ashlama, and b'meila he's b'simcha. V'umashlim esachem. V'zeo b'toyv le'nayim at she b'toyv le'kamkein. Z'e mashom b'nenim z'e v'shchina u'pir z'abor ki rom z'e b'kan ki hu yisparach at me'tzuris ha'tzadikim mashlim es ha'tziusam. V'e k'nenim z'e v'shchina v'zeo asur shom z'e v'kan sh'akom z'e v'suda. So the suda we're talking about is the hair of Shlemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I give you a marshal, just like if I have some sort of widget that works on batteries. So I have to keep refilling the batteries, restocking the batteries. So it's always running out because the thing itself, its metzias as a kli is not shalem because it needs batteries on. If I attach it to, if I plug it into a socket, it will keep running because it's always being charged. It's always charged. Here it's deeper because here the pshat is, it's not that we're always getting food. It's we're always deharing ourselves as someone who doesn't need food because he's mechuvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, "V'zeh ma she'amar v'ner zeh shu nepir zeh bar kirom zekan zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu zeh the tzuris ha'tzadikim v'fik yiner zeh shchina zeh asur sham zeh bekan kama sudam suda." You also when you find L'shaynes HaChazal that Otzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu likos et tzadikim b'shmoy, like by Yaakov and so on, all of those Chazal mean that the chibur of the tzadik of the toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so strong, so permanent that it be'etzem is nishapich to being part and parcel of it, something which is that gufa is the metzius of shleimus, and that's the and the hanor of being part of that sichus that shleimus is the nenim zivashim we talk about. Okay, any questions?
Just one thing we mentioned at the beginning, that he mentions that peru revu is a hashlama for the person.
Right.
To be Mashlim himself had told us. I thought that was a very big chiddush in what
right.
Usually one thinks that Purvu is for a person to be godly and to be Mashpi on others and native, but not that it's a shlama for the person himself.
Yes, and it's something which the like it says Yosem Imasha Egel Reitzelina, like a par Reitzelahonik. A person has it in him to bring out in this world, the toiv, and Pivir Rivia is the sharpest way of that. It's to create a person, like a person who wants to work and be productive, even if he doesn't need the money. He wants to be productive and work and do and accomplish. A person wants to teach and give over. All of these in Yana, a person has a drive in him to be a mashpia, and that's the side of Yosef Masha. So the greater need is for the ego to be yainik, for the power to be mainik, than the ego to be yainik.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
And that's why, if you take a look, if you think about it, Pir Viriv is the first mitzvah in the Torah. L'chura, by our count, Pir Viriv should be like the last mitzvah. In other words, it should be kind of, listen, once you yourself are shalom, how about making a few more people? You know, it should have been something called of the, I mean, when we learn, I remember biology, so what defines a living entity, so you had different functions, locomotion and this and that, reproduction was the last. In other words, it's ke'ilu the teisefes. I can exist myself, and if there's another shlav, I can bring life to others. But that's the second shlav. And the Torah tells us not like that. The Torah tells us that the production of things in this world, the bringing out things in this world, is the first shlav in a person, not the last shlav.
Is it possible to say that the reason why a person is mekayim the mitzvah with dafka zachar and an akeva is because the way that you're mashpia to a zachar and an akeva is two totally different types of hashpois, which is being mashlim yourself in two totally different types of ways?
I mean, you could say, but listen, the hezbet of enzav lo pashut, because the ultimate hashpah is something that's not nifsak. Just the same logic, the same that I want to produce something so that it's not, so that's nimshach. Just like a person wants to do things that are kind of nitriistic because of the desire to keep producing, so Zoch and Akeva is that Hechetimtze.
Understand.
Okay. So tomorrow, next week is
Rebbe
Session, right? It's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Not a problem, right?
No.
Other
Rebbe.
Sorry, that's okay. Shkaros.
Okay.